This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said Thursday the United States is working to give additional COVID-19 booster shots to those with compromised immune systems as quickly as possible as cases of the novel coronavirus continue to rise. The United States is joining Germany, France, and Israel in giving booster shots, ignoring a plea by the World Health Organization to hold off until more people around the world can get their first shot. Fauci says immunocompromised people may not be protected enough by their existing COVID-19 vaccinations. He also claims rising cases from the spread of the contagious Delta variant can be turned around with additional vaccinations. Seven U.S. states with the lowest COVID-19 vaccination rates account for half of the country's new cases and hospitalizations in the last week, the White House said on Thursday. The states are Florida, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Of those, Florida and Texas account for about a third of new coronavirus cases, an even higher share of hospitalizations in the country. COVID cases are up about 43% over the previous week, and daily deaths are up more than 39%, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. The United States hit a six-month high for new COVID cases with over 100,000 infections reported on Wednesday. But the White House says some 864,000 vaccinations have been given in the past 24 hours, the highest since early July. A White House official also confirmed the U.S. is considering requiring foreign visitors to be vaccinated as it plans to eventually reopen international travel, but said it had made no final decision. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's top constitutional authority on Thursday approved a COVID pass that limits access to cafes, restaurants, and inner-city trains and planes to people who have been vaccinated or tested negative for the virus. The controversial pass will become standard beginning Monday and has sparked mass protests with critics accusing President Emmanuel Macron of running a health dictatorship. But the Constitutional Court said the restrictions voted by Parliament last month represented a, quote, balanced trade-off between public health concerns and personal freedom. The biggest change concerns restaurants, which will now have to turn away patrons who fail to produce the health pass. Protest against the health pass assembled around 200,000 people across France last Saturday, and organizers have called for more demonstrations this weekend. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday that Hong Kong citizens currently in the United States who fear for their safety amid the political crackdown back home will receive temporary safe haven. Biden said the move recognizes, quote, the significant erosion of rights and freedoms in Hong Kong by the Chinese government. He says the recent national security law was unilaterally imposed and China has, quote, undermined the enjoyment of rights and freedoms in Hong Kong. Biden cited politically motivated arrests of more than 100 opposition politicians, activists, and protesters on charges under the national security law, including allegations of secession, subversion, and terrorist activities. Venezuela's central bank announced Thursday it'll slash six zeros off its inflation-battered currency, the Bolivar, to make it easier to use. The change will take effect October 1st with the issuance of new currency notes called the Digital Bolivar. It's the third time in 13 years Venezuela has used such a measure amid the worst economic crisis in its modern era. In August 2018, the government lopped five zeros off banknotes, having taken off three in 2008. The once wealthy oil producer is enduring its fourth year of hyperinflation and its eighth year of recession. Moderna said Thursday its COVID-19 shot was about 93% effective through 6 months after the second dose, showing hardly any change from 94% efficacy reported in its original clinical trial. That compares favorably to data from Pfizer last week. They said their vaccine's efficacy waned about 6% every 2 months, declining to around 84% 6 months after the second shot. Both the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are based on messenger RNA, known as mRNA technology. Moderna's chief executive says the company recognizes the Delta variant is a significant new threat, and a booster dose will be necessary prior to winter season as antibody levels are likely to wane. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.